Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up briefly on what Jean of Eau Claire said about gun violence and murder of school kids, cops doing nothing, waiting an hour while kids were slaughtered, disgusting. But they have a talking point in the Republican Party that they think is quite sly. They think they're quite the sly little Republicans. So if you asked anybody from Cruz to even Voss here in this state, they'll say, what are you going to do about kids getting killed in the schools? What steps are you going to take? They immediately shout at the reporter, you're just politicizing it. You're attacking me and politicizing it. Now, that is about as dumb as you can get. They ask a question about what action, if any, you'll take, and you try to turn it around by attacking. By attacking. Well, no one falls for it, but the second thing they do is they come up with remarkably dumb things. Cruz said, well, there should only be one door per school. Forget the fire codes. There's a fire. The youngsters are trapped in there. His idea was you'd have a cop at the door, at every door. Doesn't do you any good if they run away. They ran away in Portland. The guy's being prosecuted for hiding. The Chicken Hawks down in Texas waited an hour and arrested parents, threw them on the ground, and handcuffed them for trying to go in and take their kids out because the cops wouldn't go in. But Voss came up with a real doozy. I alluded to other people doing this before. Voss goes, we should arm the teachers. Every teacher should have a gun. Now, look, my wife taught for more than 30 years in Germantown at County Line School and a number of the other schools there. And I went in and observed some of the classes. They're terrific teachers. There is no way that kindergarten and first grade and second and third grade teachers are going to be carrying a gun in the class in front of these kids. There's no way. They have absolutely no training or ability to use it. And they would be reluctant to use it. And they'd be end up, if they ever did have to use it, more kids being killed than not. It is a bad faith idea. It's a bad faith idea. That's why you have law enforcement. If there are problems, doors should be locked. There should be adequate doors for fire escape. But they should be locked. It was an unlocked door in Uvalde. But how many millions of schools do we have in this country? At least hundreds of thousands, maybe a million or more. And how many doors you think none are ever going to be unlocked? The point is, you can't have mentally ill people and criminals getting their hands on AR-15s and AK-47s. You've got to cut off the supply. If somebody wants to shoot an AR-15 or an AK-47, and I've shot an M16, it's a lot of fun. Do it in the military. They train you. Do it in the military. Target practice. Don't go swaggering around. And you don't let it end up in the hands of mentally ill people. Now, speaking of bad Republican policy. Let me talk about Gableman. You remember him? Remember Gableman? He has his claws on $676,000 of taxpayer money. That would be your money and my money. And he did something he thought was quite sly. He said, I am going to solicit comments from the public about fraud and what I should do. It turns out that he got trolled. People are so disgusted with this guy. He claims he got 84 responses, but he blacked out the names, so you don't know if somebody put in multiple comments. But even so, 54 of them mocked him or outraged by him. A representative sample, one of them goes, quote, Mr. Gableman, a disturbed man is ranting like a lunatic, telling provable lies, describing Gableman. In other words, they insulted him and taunted him. 54 out of the 84, and you have no idea whether he turned over all 84, everything he got, because He didn't turn over anything at all until a paper called him and said they'd sue him if he didn't turn them over. He has found no fraud. And so what he ended up doing is investigating the private lives of poll officials to see if they are, quote, Democrats, end quote. Now, Gableman, hold the phone. People by and large are Republicans or Democrats. We have both in our society. We have both at the polls, and they're excellent people. And the Republicans and the Democrats each get to put somebody at the polls. And as long as I've been voting, which is all my adult life in Wisconsin, I know the people there. They're the most wonderful people in the world. They're honest, scrupulously honest. But he's largely investigating them for personal characteristics that he claims offends them. Do they have nose rings? I'm serious about this. Do they have tattoos? Do they live with their boyfriends? This is kind of a prurient interest that, first of all, has no business in politics, but secondly, it has no business me paying for it out of my tax dollars. My advice to Gableman is if these sorts of things arouse your curiosity, discharge your curiosity some other way other than at my expense and the expense of everybody listening to this. The other thing is $676,000, that's flat out theft. I'm going to ask this question to everybody listening. Are you going to pay $676,000 in state taxes your entire life? Most people aren't. They really are not. Every penny you've paid in state taxes your entire life is going down the drain to Gableman because Voss is afraid of Trump and trying to buy him off by hiring a clown. I mean, I don't know if I can say it any more bluntly. Can I say it any more bluntly? I don't think I can. That is what is happening. And now the fruits of it, he said he's found no fraud. And now he said you can't undo the election. Then why is he on the payroll? But now he said, well, no, but I got a lot of comments. Oh, really? What were they? He wouldn't turn them over. He got threatened with a suit. He just turned them over. And over the weekend, it was reported, he got taunts and insults directed to him. The one I liked the best was this. Quote, a disturbed man is ranting like a lunatic telling provable lies. Arrest him. In other words, this to Gableman to arrest himself. You know, do we have to put up with this? As long as you have a gerrymandered legislature and a Republican Supreme Court that says the legislature can use your tax dollars as a piggy bank for their political purposes, yeah, the answer is yeah. That is going to keep going on. Yeah, that is going to keep going on. Is it right that it's going on? No, it's not right that it's going on. So we need a change. We need a change in the legislature, and we need it now. And as far as Voss is concerned on the arming in schools, that is flat out ridiculous. Ridiculous. You do not arm teachers. You do not turn schools into a prison camp or an armed camp. The kids can be protected other ways with law enforcement that actually does go in if there's a problem, unlike in Uvalde, Texas, and in Florida. And also, people like this kid that shot the people, the 19 students down in Uvalde and the two teachers, shouldn't have been able to buy an AR-15. Should not have been able to buy it. But now it's open season. Now it's constitutional carry, they call it. You can buy anything, even something that's more lethal than a machine gun. And machine guns were outlawed in the 1930s, and they still are. You can't get a machine gun unless you put in a special request and pass a lot of checks. But you can go in, if you're a mentally ill 18-year-old, and buy an AR-15. That's just flat out wrong. That's got to stop, and the Republicans won't do anything about it. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.